Now, when we embraced the digital age, we let a whole bunch of monsters loose, particularly into the lives of our children. Reports of child exploitation tracked by the Australian Federal Police have almost doubled in just the last year. 70% of that has involved what investigators categorise as coerced child sexual abuse material. We'll get a definition of that in just a moment. But police and child protection experts say helping this form of exploitation is end-to-end encryption, the system people are increasingly turning to protect their private communications. Well, Detective Superintendent Dan Evans is an AFP officer with the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation. Dan Evans, welcome to RN.
Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
Now, can this rate of increase in offences against children, almost doubling in a year, be a real number?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a challenging number for us and for law enforcement across the globe. It comes down to a number of factors, broader access to social media platforms, including gaming platforms with chat functions, media sharing sites and live streaming apps. But it's also a recognition that more people are becoming aware of the challenges of online grooming and of child exploitation material. So we just got to keep on increasing the education, and while those reports may increase, the victims that we'll be able to save will also increase.
So in raw numbers, you're looking at 18,000 reported incidents to you in the past year. What typically might those incidents involve?
Yeah, they may be a range of incidents. It may be sharing of child exploitation material across social media apps, and now we have videos. But we also have self-produced, and this is an increasing and alarming trend that we're seeing with young people taking self-produced photos and sending them to not only people they know, but people they meet online who they don't really know who they are.
So the material, let's chop this up. So let's say it's a kid who's doing it for fun with someone else who also thinks it's fun on their phone. Is that an offence?
This is an education piece where there's two juveniles exchanging lewd images. It's an education piece. We need to help these kids to understand the ramifications of their problem, and that starts at home. Where it's online grooming, where there's adults having juveniles and procuring these sort of images, yes, that's an offence. And we've seen new legislation come in over the last week, which is going to make that clearer and more defined.
So what does the legislation say?
So the new legislation, I mean, we've had the introduction of Carley's Law, which has been in South Australia for quite a while, and that's going to really target online predators who use the internet to prepare to and plan to sexually abuse children. The grooming trend is growing because we're becoming more tech savvy. Kids have greater access, and they're not realising that the person they're talking to on the other end of an internet line is someone they don't know, someone they can't trust.
Because this is something which is essentially new, and that is the capacity for strangers to get into the bedrooms and into the heads of quite young children with their own personal devices and so on, when not even the child has any understanding really of the process, because these are adults who are pretending to be children, to be peers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's something that's not unique to Australia. This is across the world. We really need to implore parents to better understand and to oversight what their kids are doing and understand their online presence and what apps they're using. We need parents and carers to sit down with their kids and get them to show them the apps that they're using, the engagements they're having. It's about having that honest conversation and making the child feel comfortable to talk to the parents when something isn't quite right.
So typically, what are the apps, what are the sort of the games and the things that a child might use that are open to allowing abusers in?
Hugh, these are endless. I mean, one of the great challenges we've got at the moment is a Canadian app called Kik. This is resulting in a rapid increase in referrals, with just over 600 received by the AFP in the last week alone. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is a greater knowledge of child exploitation material within the app itself and the business itself, and they're reporting through to the National Centre for Missing and Exploited Children in the US. That centre gets 18 million referrals a year, up from 10 million last year, and is ever increasing. But the apps are up and down, and youth trends are changing so frequently that the app that's up this week may be down next week, and they will transition very quickly.
So explain for those still innocent and naive about this entire process, including, I suspect, quite a few parents, what is it about particular apps that enable an interaction to take place which leads on to a child being coerced, essentially, through playing or whatever they think they're doing on that app into providing their own sexual abuse?
Yeah, I mean, there's a range of reasons. I mean, if we look at gaming apps or chat functions, people can see other members who are in those chat rooms. It creates an environment where strangers can get into youth-orientated chat rooms and engage with people in that chat room to build friendships, build relationships, and take them into the private sphere. It's really easily done, and these people are there and determined to entice a young person to engage. You know, when we go to the shopping centre, we wouldn't have our kids going and speaking to random strangers and building a relationship and telling personal details. But the internet gives us that anonymity, and it's one of those things that's easily accessible and people feel comfortable. Kids are feeling more and more comfortable with building friendships online, and it's happening at an increasing rate as our connectivity increases across the board.
So you talk about this as being a matter of education. Plenty of kids need to be educated, but I get a feeling that parents are really in desperate need of education on this. Where do they get information that they can rely on about what the risks might be and what is the sort of messaging that a parent has to deliver to their children?
Yeah, it's a great point, Hugh. And thinkyouknow.org.au is the Australian Federal Police's education arm or education program. That platform gives education for online safety for kids, but also for parents. And one of the key initiatives that's in there right now is the Family Online Safety Contract, which has been a co-development with Think You Know and the Carly Ryan Foundation. Now, that's designed to help parents and carers start online safety discussions with their children and to build parameters around them staying safe.
So some of the research shows that one in three Australian teens has either been asked for or has been sent an unsolicited nude photo, one in three of the teens. And one in 10 say that that image has then been circulated without their permission. So there must be by now literally, you know, hundreds of thousands, I don't know what the numbers are, of actual images that are out there circulating around.
There are millions of images out there, Hugh, and every week investigators around the country and around the world are finding new series. And when I say new series, these are images and videos that have never been seen before. And that's where, you know, it's a real challenge because it's an ever-increasing problem. All of those images go onto the Interpol database, and so that everybody around the world knows and we can start looking for the victims in those images. But it's growing exponentially, and that's where the education piece, the relationship between parents, carers and their children is so important.
Now, a lot of people out there, adults in particular, have started to get a little bit alarmed about the degree to which their communications are subject to potential interference. And the appeal of so-called end-to-end encrypted services, including WhatsApp and a whole bunch of others, is growing all the time. People are using them. But you think end-to-end encryption is part of the problem?
Yeah, it's one of the great challenges that we have, Hugh, and it's a genuine conversation in the community. If I look at the darknet, where a lot of very serious child exploitation offending occurs, only 2% of the traffic on the darknet is child exploitation material, but it makes up 80% of the total content on the darknet. The offending and end-to-end encryption will make it more difficult for law enforcement to disrupt, to intervene and dismantle very organised syndicates who are disseminating child exploitation material around the world. It's not something it's something that's not going to be abused because we're trying to save kids. And that's what we're looking to do in terms of identifying these syndicates.
Now, my kids are on a WhatsApp group with my wife so that we can keep in touch with them if there are any issues that arise or if they're on a bus or whatever it might be so that we can find out where they are. Is it your message that kids should not be on an end-to-end encrypted service?
End-to-end encrypted services provides us safety on the internet. You know, the WhatsApp group that you're talking about is a fantastic way for you to communicate as a family in a safe way, so your identity isn't stolen or transferred. The challenge we have is that 80% of traffic in just 2% of the darknet, that is child exploitation, that is organised syndicates, it is organised criminals. And that's the reason why we have warrant procedures in place. We are working extremely hard to enhance our investigative techniques and to identify where these syndicates are sitting. But we need to be able to de-encrypt, de-anonymise these high-level offenders so we can stop it at its source and we can stop the distribution and we can identify the kids that are being abused around the world.
Well, you've given us a sobering insight into the world in which we're rapidly advancing. Dan Evans, Detective Superintendent from the AFP and with the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Hugh.